What's up, everybody? Fred Ricciani of TSC News here to quickly recap UFC Zagreb, taking place in Zagreb, Croatia. UFC Fight Night, Rothwell versus Dos Santos, April 10th, 2016, aired live in the States on Fox Sports 1. Yes, Ben Rothwell, who's won four straight, actually got top billing over Junior Dos Santos in the main event. Really? Even though Junior is the former heavyweight champion. Well, Junior's luck hasn't been that good as of late. He had his soul snatched by Cain Velasquez in those wars. He got knocked out by Overeem. He did beat Stipe Miocic, who's now the number one contender for the heavyweight title. But, you know, Stipe did put a big beating on him. A lot of people said Junior was done. And, well, he fought for five rounds. Looked like he could go a couple more. And won via unanimous decision over a legitimate contender and a legit tough guy in Big Ben Rothwell. 50-45 across the board. Hey, give Ben Rothwell his props. He did tag Dos Santos. He did hang in there after he got knocked down with a head kick and a front kick. I mean, the guy showed a lot of heart. 1-4 straight. I mean, you don't finish guys like Josh Barnett via submission without being a tough guy. So props to Ben Rothwell. In terms of marquee, this was a one-match show. This was literally the only real marquee matchup. Sure, there were some local favorites, but as far as anybody that people actually knew, I mean, really the only other match that was sort of note as far as like name value goes, Derek Lewis defeating Gabriel Gonzaga, who's certainly past his prime, round number one, destroying him via knockout punches. And from what I understand, Derek Lewis actually just recently lost his trainer. So for him to come into this fight, get a big win over a veteran like Gonzaga, major, major props to him. The rest of the card was just kind of a bunch of guys that a lot of people haven't heard of that don't have Wikipedia pages. You'd have to go on SureDog.com and kind of look up their records, or, you know, the MixedMartialArts.com website to look up their records, because, yeah, a lot of them really don't have Wikipedia pages or any info on them. As far as other notable results on the prelims, which are actually pretty good, we had Alejandro Perez. This was one of my favorite fights of the night, defeating Ian Entwistle via verbal submission punches. Perez almost got caught in a couple of heel hooks, countered with some of his own, and ended up finishing Entwistle with punches. We had Zach Cummings of Tough Fame defeat Nicholas Dalby via unanimous decision, 30-27 across the board. And Jan Blachowicz defeated Igor Prokryuk, who's also a pretty damn tough guy, via unanimous decision, 29-28 across the board. So overall, not a card with a whole lot of name value outside of the main event, but I'd say action-wise, you know, here and there, it was pretty good. There were some decisions, a couple boring fights, but, you know, a lot of finishes as well. So if you have UFC Fight Pass, if you have the prelims and the main card in DVR, just kind of go through a few of the fights. Again, the Perez and Whistle fight was one of my favorite fights of the night. You know, it was a lot of fun. Nice card, fun card. Nothing too spectacular, but it's nice to see Junior Dos Santos back in the win column. Here's some mind-blowing stats here, right? Rothwell is 33 years old. That guy looks like he's almost 40. That's crazy. On top of that, Junior Dos Santos is 32 and the youngest of the top 15 contenders in the heavyweight division. Wow. They really need some new blood. And if John Jones down the road decides to go up to heavyweight, you know what? I think it might be a good move. It might be a good move. Although the heavyweight division does seem to favor older guys and guys that are a lot bigger than John Jones, but he's one of the best fighters in the world. He's probably already the greatest of all time, and down the road, if he goes up to heavyweight, it could be very, very interesting, but he's got OSP in front of him first at UFC 197. But before UFC 197, we got UFC on Fox coming up with Nurmagomedov back in action, as well as Rashad Evans versus Glover Teixeira, which could be a good fight, or it could be a really boring fight. We'll see, but in the meantime, Junior Dos Santos back in the win column. Alistair Overeem, now that he knocked out JDS and a contender like Ben Rothwell is eliminated for now, looks like he may be getting the next title shot after Miocic and Werdum, depending on how that fight goes. But folks, I want to hear from you. What did you think about UFC Zagreb? Were you there live? Did you watch it live? Are you planning on watching it later? Did you skip out on it because there's too many damn fights? Let me know. Leave a comment below. Tweet us, Facebook us. Do what you got to do. If you enjoyed this update, please click the like button. And don't forget to subscribe to TSC for more UFC updates.